Don't be afraid. You're in no danger here. As long as you do not touch the mask, you will not be harmed. You know who I am. You need not see my face to recognize me. You have heard my voice. It is always singing in your ear. However, you are mistaken about my nature. You refer to me as your angel of music, but it is not so. I am not an angel. I am not a ghost, nor am I a genius. I am nothing but a man. A man who loves you. You are the only angel here. Yes, yes, I do love you more than any man could ever love you. No, my face is ghastly. It would be repulsive to your eyes. Never touch my mask. You will never see my face, my darling. It would only disgust you. I brought you here to teach you once more, and that is what I intend to do. Come to the organ. Let me hear you sing. Your enchanting voice is all I need. Without it, without you, I would languish and die in this place. As tragically and pathetically as I came to be here. But your voice. Oh, your voice. Your being. It transcends all of that. The music we make together, it elevates me to a place I never thought that I deserved. Come. Sit beside me. Just as my voice rings in your ears, I want yours to sing in mine. Come even closer to me. Show me what I have taught you. Sing for me. My darling, what are you?
No, I told you not to touch the mask. Is this what you wanted to see? Look at it. Feast your eyes on my curse. Come closer, why don't you? What? Disgusted by this corpse that loves and adores you? Now you must never leave this place. I was prepared to let you go. If you believed me handsome, then you could be persuaded to return. But now that you have seen my hideousness, you would leave this place for good if given the chance. And I will not allow that.
What do you mean? Is that true? You only wanted to see the face of such a genius. Oh, my love. There is nothing you could have said that would make me happier. Give me your hands. Please. How lovely and soft they are. May I kiss them? My angel, that is what you are, truly. I apologize for my outburst. You, least of all you, you don't deserve the impact of my wrath. My disfigurement, my curse, it has kept me from experiencing much of this world. I am afraid that my mood can be volatile because of it. I am not accustomed to such sweet and gentle company. I have lived in solitude for so long, likely before you were even born. The world has shunned me. I am pariah to all. All but you. All I have is you. And the music. And if my curse repelled you away from me, I don't know how I could go on. Please, my angel, please tell me my face does not sicken you. Tell me you will return here willingly, despite my curse. My darling, how I love you. You have given me more than you could possibly know. Please, come closer. I promise you I will not yell again. You do not need to fear me. Everyone else fears me, please, not you. I would never hurt you. Oh, you're shivering. Please take my cloak. There. I never want you to feel cold down here. I have become acclimated to the murk of this place, but you know nothing of the gloom, the solitude, the emptiness. I hope you can forgive me for bringing you here. It was the only place we could be together, where you could see me for what I am, though it is entirely unfit for your radiance. You are so beautiful, my love. Whether in the brilliance of the opera stage or the shade of the underground, nothing can hide your beauty. Will you give me your lips? How soft, supple they are. I know my lips are cold. You will warm them. And my disfigurement, it must feel strange against your soft skin. You love me just as I am. You have no idea how much that means to me. Come into my arms, my angel. Allow me to bring you to my bed. I want you to find comfort in this place. Do you like your accommodations? Good.
I am glad.
Not as lavish as the prima donna dressing rooms above us, but I hope it is sufficient.
Your sweet throat is very sensitive, is it not? And your ears. You squirm each time my lips graze them. I will refrain from using my teeth on you, my love. Your skin is supple and delicate, and you deserve only the gentlest of treatment. Turn your head to the other side. I want to leave no place untouched by my lips. I would very much like to mark this swan-like neck, to leave something behind for the whole world to see, a remembrance of our time together. But I am sure that the opera directors would be horrified at that, and I would never want to compromise your career. On the contrary, you deserve to bask in the spotlight at every opportunity. If I have anything to say about it, you will. Nobody in this place deserves stardom more than you. The rest of them could not possibly compare. And only you could properly bring my work to life. My art will live in you. You are its greatest possible iteration. Without you and your voice, my work is nothing more than ink on a page. Nothing. Yes. Move your hands over my body. Explore me as I explore you. Oh, my love. Your wandering hands are perhaps a bit too curious. Yes, the bulge is difficult to ignore, but if you do not mind, might we leave that for later? Oh, it is not that, my love. I desire nothing more than to feel your touch on my most sensitive of places. It is only that I selfishly would like to see what pleasure I can give you, to know that I could bring you to such ecstasy, to see that fire burn in your eyes as I mark you with my mouth. It would bring me the greatest satisfaction. Will you allow me to give that to you? My tongue can give that to you if you would let it. Thank you. You would prefer to keep the nightgown on. My, what a paradox you are. How you can shine so brightly on the stage and still reside in your shell in my presence. Your maestro wishes to see you in your entirety. I already know your mind better than anyone else ever could. Will you not let me see all of you? There is no need for embarrassment. I will, of course, join you. Thank you, my love. It is as I said. There is no need to feel bashful when you look the way you do. Pure, breathless beauty. Aphrodite herself would blush. And I want to worship every inch of you. From your ankles to your calves, up your soft thighs, moist and glistening. Spread your legs wider. Your thighs are slick with your juices. I don't want to miss a single drop. Delicious. Sweetest nectar. All for me. Collecting on these blushing lips. Don't feel bashful, please. Your arousal is all too natural. I'm delighted to see it. Your dripping honey is everything I had hoped for. Does that please you? My tongue caressing between your soft, delicate folds. Softly licking, sucking, running the flat of my tongue along your entrance, all the way up to this hard, aching little bead. It is sensitive. Is it not, my love? If I take it between my lips. Oh, those whimpers are delightful, my love. And I thought my music would be the most beautiful sounds to ever come from your lips. How wrong I was. Yes, angel. Moan as loudly as you'd like. No one will hear you down here. Your singing is always divine. But this is something greater. The most primal part of you unleashed. Crying out for me. Without a care in the world. What a change from my most sweet ingenue I know so well. Just lie back and let me bring you there. Yes, my love. Wrap your legs around my head. Pull me in deeper. If you want me to continue my attentions, then let me know it.
Pull my face closer to your core, to your heart. Dripping cunt. Smother me in your juices. Grind your hips into me. Oh, yes. Like that, my angel. I could spend eternity between your thighs. Eternity with you, worshipping your body day and night. The two of us. The limitations of our bodies as our only master. Is that what you want, my love? Is it? To have my mouth and tongue tease this perfect cunt for as long as you can stand it. Until you are exhausted of all pleasure. And after each exquisite night with me, you will fall asleep in my arms. Safe and at peace. Not a care in the world. Only ever at the behest of your maestro. Only ever mine. Your legs are trembling around me, Angel. Is it becoming too much? Are you close? Can you feel the heat building between your thighs? My tongue grazing your clit. Even the slightest stroke makes you writhe. I do love feeling it harden in my mouth. You're almost there, my love. You can practically taste it, can't you? Yes, you are. No need to hold back. I know you all too well. You need this. You need the release only I can give you. Because you are mine, my angel, my star. Please, my love, please let yourself go. Fall over the edge. Don't look back. Come in my mouth. Come for me. I have you. Let go. Let go for you, me. Please, my angel, come for me. Yes. Yes. Oh, sweet girl. Shh. That's okay, yes. I know the shaking will stop soon. Just rest in my arms for now. I will hold you for as long as you need. Press your lips to mine. Let me cover your mouth with mine. Do you like the way that you taste? Yes, I do too. More than anything. You can feel my cock pressing against you, can you not? I know you saw it when I undressed earlier. Throbbing for you. Thick, aching to be inside you. Your warm, wet, inviting cunt. Are you ready for me, my love?
Don't be scared. I know you want this too. Just lie back. There. Relax for me. Oh, yes, my love. Take all of me. Every last inch. Ah, feel your cunt stretched around my cock. I know. It must feel strange. Having something so big and hard inside you. But you will adjust, I swear. Oh. There. When you are ready, I will begin to move. And once it is over, you will beg me for more. Oh, my angel, do not grip the sheets. Give me that embrace. I don't mind a few scratches. Whether it is pain or pleasure that you feel, I want to feel all of it with you. I would never want to bring you pain. But if that must be the way, then give me that pain. I want to see the bruises and nail marks as I look in the mirror. The only deformity that I can be proud of. The marks of your enjoyment, of your love for me. I'm going to move now, not too fast. See, does that not feel good? Oh, my good girl. You are doing so well for me, darling. Taking all of me inside you. Stretched so tightly around my cock. Oh, it is becoming easier with each thrust. As your juices coat my shaft. Burying myself deeper inside you. So deep and hot and wet. Ugh. My hips grinding against that tender clit. It is why you are whimpering, is it not? Yes, I can tell. I know you, my love. I have known you since you came to this place. All those years ago. And I know your body. How it submits to me as I conduct your symphony of arousal. I was your angel then. I was your angel of music when you had nobody and nothing. I gave you your voice. When you thought all was lost. When your life was shrouded in grey, I was your light. And now, oh, my sweet angel, you are my shining star. From that shy little opera dancer, oh, to the beacon that you are today. A blinding, iridescent light. A glorious young woman, fully grown. And what a beauty you are. Oh, let me squeeze these perfect breasts. Feel your nipples poking into my palms. Ah, you like that, don't you? You like it when I take possession of them, when I massage them with my strong hands. And the tips get so very sensitive, don't they? Even gentle strokes make you shudder in delight. And if I lightly suckle at this peak,
Oh, yes. Squirm for me. Shall I repeat the treatment on the other one? Do you like it when I moan around your nipples? Those sweet vibrations bringing them to life. Not unlike how I feel when you sing and my body thrums for you. You will sing for me again. Not just on the opera stage, but here. Here in our sanctuary. Sing for me. Not of tragedy and despair. Oh, but of love. Tell me you love me. Tell me. Look into my eyes and tell me you love me. Tell me, as you reach that peak of ecstasy. Yes, I love you. Tell me again. Yes, again. It is the sweetest music, your melody. Cry out for me, my love. Cry out for your master. And come on his cock. Oh, sing for your maestro. Just as you have so many times before. Oh, sing for me. Sing for me, and I will give you what you have desired for so long. To be filled to the brim with me. And then I will always be with you. I will always be yours, as you will always be mine. That is what you want, my angel. That is what you need. To have your masters come inside you, so he will always be a part of you. I can feel you rippling around me. Oh, God. Almost ready to burst. There is no need to hold back anymore. There is no need for false modesty. You want this? Show me. Show me you need me. I will respond in turn. There will be no doubt in your mind after this night. The deepest depths of you will know, and nothing could possibly destroy that. Our bond can withstand it all. The fools that simper for you after each performance, they could never know. They know nothing of what we share, you and me. My love. Me, the conductor. And you, my instrument. The thought arouses you, does it not? My possession of your body and your voice, it pleases you. You want me to take control of your sensations. Each thrust gives me more power over you. And when I take control, you can let go of it all. Yes, the thought alone can bring you there. Then don't fight it. Give in. Give in and come with me. You are nearly there, my love. Come with me, my angel. My sweet angel of music. My sweet girl. Come with me. Oh.
You did well. So well for me, my good girl. Shh, it's okay. Shh, calm down. I will stroke your hair softly. Here. Lie your head against my chest. Mold yourself against me. You fit against me perfectly. My arms wrapped around your waist, shielding you from the world. You are here, and you are mine. Nothing and no one can take you away from me. Not in this place. In our haven. My love. My angel. I cannot keep you here forever. As much as I would like you to remain, this place is not for you. But I must stay here. You were not made for this gloom. I will let you leave on one condition. Here, take this ring. Wear it. Always. Never take it off. It is your piece of me when I cannot be with you. While you are in the outside world, away from our sanctuary in the dark. For now, rest. Rest in my arms. I will hush you to sleep. Sleep, my angel. Sleep.